But that pattern is going to die. And that pattern is here now. So it calls up, if you ask me, nobody did, but I'll answer it anyway. It calls up endless questions. So what I'm suggesting to you is all those endless questions are the trick, the mind game of avoiding facing what has to be faced, what's essential, what's the nub of what's real. And I'm suggesting to you that those two questions are the important ones, those two considerations, that death is coming and that here you are existing. Those are the considerations that deserve your attention, that can take you into something, forward toward something, that can answer some of those peripheral questions that may or may not be answerable, but that aren't as much the nub as those two facts of life. Because the mind seizes this stuff and goes in all kinds of directions. Well, are there angels? And is there a creator? And you know, the list is endless. I don't have to list off all the possible questions, all the 80,000 possible questions that people have. I'm not saying there isn't some value to some of those questions. I am saying there's not a whole lot to learn from a lot of them, but we get caught up in them. What's time? What's space? You know, it goes on and on and on. And the mind can occupy itself with these questions for a lifetime, preventing you from facing the simple facts that you're going to die. And that here you are. Now, when a statement is made, you're going to die, I always feel a need to add the word soon. Because it's like that. When you're 12, you think it's forever. You think your life is endless. When you're 30, you don't really see your own mortality. But once you're in your mid to late 40s, once you pass the 50 mark, it's staring you in the face, usually. You're very aware of the sand running out. And before you know it, always too soon, always as if it happened in a moment, life is over. So the trick is to not be facing these facts on your deathbed. It's too late. They can't be faced when only moments are left. They can, but your chances of getting anywhere with these is not good in the last few minutes. And what I'm urging you to recognize, no matter what your age, whether you're 28 or 88, is that that last moment is literally just around the corner. When it comes, it'll feel like it came instantly. It'll feel like you were just graduating high school and here you are dying. It'll feel like, how could it be this fast? How could it be here already? So the smart money accepts that that's how it is and tries to deal with it, tries to face it, when hopefully there's still time. And none of us know when there's still time and when there isn't. You can be dead a minute from now for no foreseeable reason. The roof could crash in, we could all be gone. Like that. 9/11, people were sitting at their desks at work. 5 seconds later, they were dead. A plane came through the wall, I mean, you know. Whenever you die, whenever that moment comes for you, it'll be like